item number 7, please.
From the Interim Director of Human Resources, requesting authorization to extend the temporary assignment to a higher classification for Robbie Limmerman, who is currently serving in the position of Park Unit Coordinator within the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture until such time that a permanent appointment is made.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, this would be the third time this tag would be renewed, which would require approval by the Personnel Committee by way of resolution. DHR is presenting this information at this time.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This item through item 13, you know, this is rather a unique situation with the special election of the county executive, and then simultaneously a subsequent election is happening. And I know that we all have certain things that we want done. In these cases, at least for myself, I can understand how, in essence, I don't want to say necessarily rocking the boat, but I mean, let's get us to the next stage, if you will, okay? And whoever is back in April of 2012, then we start the process. I think that as I look at all of these, and you know, we just had the item on, you know, on the temporary positions, and it's all kind of the same that, you know, you've got a person who's up for re-election. Let's say that person doesn't come back. That changes everything. So it's a rather unique situation with timing. So what I'd like to do is, if I could, make a blanket amendment for this item to 13 and say that these people would be amended to April of 2012. Okay? So in other words, it's not going to come back to us until there's a new term, if you will. There will be a new term. Whoever is here then can take that up.
Thank you, Supervisor. Clarification point, can we amend them all in one fell swoop, or we have to take all the items up together, and can we amend them all at the same time then?
Mr. Chairman, I believe you can request to take all of the items together, okay, and request to move to amend all of the items at the same time as well.
Okay.
If somebody wants separate action on those, they can probably vote that out. I would advise them to incorporate that amendment request. We would put in April 30th, I assume, would be the date.
Okay.
Or until the position is built, whichever occurs earlier. The language that we typically use in the record.
Okay. Well, then, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make the motion that we approve items 7 through 13, unless committee members have separate action on any one of those in between there. And that not only do I move approval, but I also move that we amend that, in essence, their term expires April 30th of 2012.
Thank you, Supervisor Wheat.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I would suggest that there are some different situations here. So, I mean, 7, 8, and 9 are the same, the same positions, and they have dates that are either passed or are within the next 30 days. In the other cases, they have longer horizons on or uncertainty. And in that case, I could see where the proposed amendment has some logic.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, to clarify, the headings that are on the agenda reflect prior reports. There are revised reports in the packet that incorporate different ending dates.
But so all
instead of the November 30th ending date,
I'm sorry,
for instance, for item 8.
They're all January 11th.
They're
all
January 11th.
So.
And then by doing a sort of blank amendment, we can keep them all in a uniform packet.
But why would we do that with respect to the three that have a January 11th? Isn't January 11th picked because they think they've got somebody and they don't need anything beyond January 11th?
Supervisor Lipscomb, at the time the report was written, the department was probably thinking they would have a hire made January 11, 2012 might be a little bit, I don't think that the department will be in a condition to. We'll be back here again with the next report, I'm sure.
Okay, maybe there's more logic than
I thought. And I will add,
you can acknowledge the brilliance.
I can acknowledge it sometimes. All right.
I will add that Mr. Keegan from Parks Department had a conflict today. There was a situation that needed to be addressed, and he called and asked me if it was okay that he not attend the meeting today, and I told him that I thought that would be fine. Supervisor Rice.
So just to be clear on the amendment, what we're doing is we're changing that January 11th date in each case, but it wouldn't affect the ability of the department to fill the position earlier than that date, so it's April 30th at the latest.
Right.
Good, thank you.
So we have an amendment, a motion by Supervisor Borkowski to take items 7 through 13
brilliant motion.
Together. And
a little louder, please.
You've got to take them all together. You'll be irrelevant soon. We have a motion to take them all together. Do we have to vote on that? We seem to have concurrence here. Okay. We have an amendment to all of the resolutions to amend the date to April 30th, 2012, to or sooner, or date that it's filled, I guess. So we have a motion to approve that by Supervisor Borkowski. Any further comments or question? Hearing none, please call the roll on the amendment.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Brilliant. Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
Okay, we will now...
I think we'll keep Haas around.
There you go. Entertain a motion to approve as amended.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Borkowski, thank you. Approve as amended is the motion by Supervisor Borkowski. Any question or comment? Hearing none, we will call the roll on.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve items 7 through 13 as amended is approved.
Thank you very much. Item number 14, please.